Today is the 28th of February. I'm JC May, and it is an honor to have you here with me on this very day. Guys, can you believe it? We have officially been worshiping God for 28 days. Non-stop, every single day a podcast has gone out in the month of February. And can I just say thank you to everybody who is on this journey with me. Thank you for your encouragement. Thank you for your messages. Thank you for everything. Just thank you guys so much for believing in this vision. I cannot believe that we are here. We made it to 1 month. So turn to your neighbor and say, we made it to 1 month, 11 months to go. I really truly believe that we are about to change lives through our worship. So with all of that said, we are going to continue in the line of worship. We are going to pick up from where we left off, and our verse of the day comes from 1 John 4:4, and it says this: "You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, those who deny that Jesus is from God and who have the spirit of the world, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world." So today we are going to reflect on the past month. We're going to reflect on the last 27 days of this month. And we're just going to be in awe of His grace, be in awe of His blessings. Wherever you are right now, lift up your voice and just begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to worship Him. Begin to reverence Him and say, God, you've seen us through a month. You've seen us through the past 28 days. Father, it is a privilege to be able to wake up this morning and breathe. Thank you. Thank you for allowing me to see another day. Thank you for seeing me through another month. For some of you, this month may have been hard. For some of you, this month may have been great. For some of you, this month may have been challenging. But guess what? You made it through. And because of that, He deserves your worship. So just begin to worship Him. Begin to glorify His holy name. Begin to reverence Him. Father, we worship You, we glorify You, we honor You, we reverence You. Father, Your majesty, Your royalty. Father, we crown You King of Kings. We crown You Lord of Lords. We crown You over our lives. We crown You over our homes. Father God, just have Your way right now. Have Your way, have Your way. We acknowledge Your presence. We acknowledge Your presence. Makata bo shindiri bo seke titiri bo shandaraba. Makata taraba seke titiri bo shandaraba. Remember, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. Yes, Lord. We stand in awe of Your presence. We stand in awe of Your royalty. We stand in awe because You are magnificent. Yahweh. Yahweh, Prince of Peace. El Shaddai, Elohim. Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Nisi, Emmanuel, our God who is with us. Go on, just lift up your voice and worship Him. Who are we, Lord, that You are mindful of us? Who are we that You are even thinking of us? Oh, Father, we acknowledge You right now. Father, have Your way. Holy Spirit, take absolute control. Father, Father, we worship you and glorify your holy name. To 2 Samuel 7:22 says, "How great you are, Sovereign Lord. There is no one like you, and there is no God but you, as we have heard with our own ears." I stand in awe of you. Dear Father, please give us the confidence, boldness, and conviction of your promises. Father, we want to live boldly for your glory and according to your will. Thank you for empowering us to this victorious living by your Spirit who lives within us. Father, to you belong all the glory, all the majesty, and all the praise. Yes, just to begin to tell him, Lord, you are beautiful beyond description. Too marvelous for words, too wonderful for comprehension. Yeah. Like nothing ever seen or your infinite wisdom, who can fathom the depth of your love? You are beautiful beyond description. Beyond description. Oh, too marvelous for words, too wonderful for comprehension, like nothing ever seen or heard. Who can grasp your infinite wisdom? Yeah. Who can fathom the depth of your love? You are beautiful beyond description, majesty enthroned above. In the rebo shake it, terrible shandara baba seke terrible shakata min the rebo. Wherever you are right now, will you just begin to tell God how much you love him? Oh, tell him how much you are grateful. This may have been a difficult month for some, but God has seen you through and he will continue to see you through. The Bible says that we have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor have we ever seen them begging for bread. You will never beg for bread, and God will never forsake you. Just believe and trust in the name of Jesus. Majesty enthroned above. everybody all over the world, lift your voice and sing. I stand
in awe of you. I stand in awe of you. Holy God, to whom all praise is due, I stand in awe of you. Lord, I stand in awe of you, yeah. I stand in awe of you.
Yeah.
Holy God, to whom all praise is true, I stand in awe of you.
Some of you God has brought from a mighty long way. If you look back over your life, over the past year, over the past 5 years, over the past 10 years, you're not the same person. You're not the same person, and that's because God loves you so much that he will never let you go. So Lord, we worship you. We adore you. Oh, who am I, oh God, who am I that you love me unconditionally? Who am I that you wrap your arms around me?
Oh, I'll pray.
Wherever you are right now, will you lift up your prayer language to God? Father, we enter the Holy of Holies. To the Holy of Holies, oh God, only God, to whom all praise is due, we stand in awe of you. First Chronicles 29:11 says, yours, Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the majesty and the splendor, for everything in heaven and earth is yours. Yours, Lord, is the kingdom. You are exalted as head over all. There is nothing that God doesn't rule in your life. There is nothing that God is not the head of in your life. Everything in heaven and earth is his. Go on. Majesty, majesty, majesty.
Worship his majesty. Oh, Jesus, who died and is now glorified. He's the King. Kings. Hey. So exalt and lift up on high the name of Jesus. Jesus the King. Majesty. Jesus who died and he's now glorified. He's the King of all kings. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Just bask in his presence. His presence is all around you right now, wherever you are worshipping him. His presence is with you. Just bask in it. Just bask in it. Just bask in it. Just feel his presence right now, man. Worship his majesty. Jesus who died and is now glorified. Jesus who died and is now glorified. Hey, hey, hey. Oh, Jesus. Jesus who died and is now glorified, King of all kings. Eke terebo shandaraba seke terebo.
Romans 11:36 says, "For from him and through him and for him are all things. To him be the glory forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever."
Yes, Lord, we worship you. We glorify. How you want to touch, Father God, heal your people, deliver your people, God. We bow before your throne, we call on you, God, we call on you, God, we call on you, God.
Heavenly Father, what a privilege it is to be able to place this day into your capable hands. Thank you for your love for us, which is new every morning. And thank you that no matter what mistakes we made yesterday, Father, you have promised to never fail us nor forsake us. Thank you that your promise of faithfulness never fails, for they are yes and amen. May your name be glorified today. May your will be done in our lives. And may we never forget the amazing sacrifice you gave at Calvary's cross when you gave your life as a ransom for us. And that because you died, we are able to live with you forever. Thank you for the privilege of being your child. We are not worthy so much as to gather the crumbs from under your table. And yet you have seated us together with Christ in heavenly places, simply because we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for this time in worship. We glorify your holy name. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. Amen. So today is a special day here at Heart of Worship. We have completed our first month of worshiping God in spirit and in truth. We have completed our first month. I am so excited. I cannot believe we are here. I don't think you understand the smile that is on my face right now. So to everybody listening, wherever you are listening, please screenshot, tag me, let me know where you're listening in from. I want to be able to share it and just let people know we are doing this. This is a movement, and I really truly believe that God is going to do amazing stuff through our worship this year. And when we come together next year and we gather live for Heart of Worship, oh my gosh, it is going to be mind-blowing. But you know what? God deserves all the glory, because when he gave me this vision, I was unsure of where this vision was going to go. But God did his thing and continues to do his thing. So wherever you are listening right now, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for worshiping with me. Thank you for allowing me to lead you in this way. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And please continue to spread the word. Heart of Worship is not going anywhere. So, with all that said, my prayer for you is this. May flowers always line your path and sunshine light your day. May songbirds serenade you every step along the way. May a rainbow run beside you in a sky that's always blue. And may happiness fill your heart each day, your whole life through. Until tomorrow, stay blessed. Bye.